Spy Journal goes to press.
Hello, Editor-in-Chief Linda Darnell speaking. What's that? You want to run an ad in GI Journal? Just a minute, I'll get a pencil. Okay, go ahead. Soldier recently discharged from the Army would like to get back in. Last rating was Master Sergeant, but willing to re-enter as PFC. Not afraid of hard work. KP and garbage details preferred. Well, look, Sergeant, why don't you phone this ad in? I mean, why did you phone this ad in? Why didn't you come down here in person? What? Oh, your keeper won't let you out. Okay, well, we'll print anything. Come in.
Hello, my name is Gary Moore.
You're not really Gary Moore, are you?
Yes, I am. Doesn't it make you sick?
Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Moore?
Well, you can give me a job on GI Journal. You know, I've always wanted to work on a newspaper.
Oh, well, have you had any writing experience?
Have I? My dear little flower, and I use the word flower in reference to your stem. I have just written a book for children that is sure to be a tremendous success. Why, the kids will like it even better than Forever Amber.
What makes you so sure?
My book has pictures.
What's your book about, Mr. Moore?
The most fascinating subject in the world. It's the story of my life. That's possible. And I call it, Linda, I call it Forevermore.
Oh, fine. But are you sure it's a typical American boy story?
Why, it's crammed full of things that happen to every boy. For instance, Linda, I'll never forget the wonderful time when Skinny Mitchell and I went behind the barn with a cigarette we'd found. And Skinny said,
Gee, Gary, would you hurry up and give me a puff?
Okay, Skinny, but take it easy. It's the only one we got.
Okay. Gee, smoking is sure fun, eh?
Yeah, it's fun, but that's enough. Now, let's put it out and save it for later.
Gary, that's a wonderful scene. Just when did all this happen?
Yesterday. Let's start the story of my childhood at the beginning, and quite a story it is. I'll never forget the day that I was born. What an eventful day it was. My father nervously paced up and down the hospital corridor, and when the nurse came out with me in her arms, he rushed up to her and said,
Tell me, nurse, what is it, a boy or a girl?
Oh, come now, sir. Let's not expect too much.
But what a hectic childhood I had. What a hectic childhood I had. In my second chapter, Linda, I tell how I went to school. And gee whiz, what a brilliant student I was.
Now, Clarice, pay attention. Your lesson today is to tell what you want to be when you grow up. And you're supposed to have brought something to school with you to show what your ambition is.
Teacher.
Yes, Howard.
When I grow up, I want to be a policeman, so I brought the button from a policeman's coat.
Yes, very good. And you, Peggy Lee.
When I grow up, I want to be a nurse, so I brought a button from a nurse's uniform.
Oh, well, that's very nice. Now, Gary Moore, what about you?
I ain't brought nothing.
And why not?
When I grow up, I want to get married. How are you going to get a button off of that?
Oh, now. Gary, every best-selling biography must have a romance. I mean, surely you had at least one childhood sweetheart.
Oh, yes. Yes, there was one. Little Alice Honeygrease. On summer nights, I'd go over to her house, and the two of us would steal out into the yard together. And then, when no one was looking, Alice and I would sneak into the dark barn, and then...
Yes?
We'd look at the hands on our Mickey Mouse watch light up.
Well, flipping over to music page one, we find it graced by a lovely young thing that you've all asked for. With the help of the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra and Alvina Ray on the guitar, here's lovely Peggy Lee singing, "You Was So Right."
You said someday you'd turn the tide, and I'd be laughing on the other side. And you was right, baby. Baby, you were so right. You said someday the worm would turn. I had some lessons that I had to learn, and you was right, baby. Baby, you were so right. I gave you a story, you gave me the gate. I wish you'd come back, but you say it's too late. I look kind of silly holding the sack, but I guess I'll hold it until you come back. You said someday you'd pass me by, that I'd be telling you just one too many lies, and you was right, baby. Baby, you were so right.
It sure is swell of you to make me an editor of G.I. Journal. Now I won't have to go out with Mrs. Van Shingle anymore.
Mrs. Van Shingle? Isn't she that ugly society gal with those big bags under her eyes?
Listen, don't run them down. They're full of nickels.
Gary Moore, I'm ashamed of you, running around with an old hunk of Vienna sausage like Mrs. Van Shingle.
Well, I can't help it. I borrowed money from her. Besides, Linda, when I kissed her hand last night...
Yes?
Her wristwatch got caught in my teeth.
Why, Gary Moore.
Well, can I help it if my tongue is the thief? Any help? The swing shift just came on. Anyhow, Linda, let's forget about that old buzzard. Why, it seems to me that if we could just get rid of that old girl, there's only a couple of things we've got to do.
Hey, boss, can I see you for a minute?
What is that?
That is our society editor, B.S. Pulley.
Oh, Linda, you must be kidding. Is Pulley really the society editor?
Why, certainly.
Oh, boy, that's a hot one.
No tracks, wise guy, or I'll tie a fin to you and use you for a yo-yo.
society editor. Look, Polly, what do you do? Sit around and drink pink tea and chew lady fingers?
Of course not. Any man that would chew a lady's finger is a barbarian.
Polly, you don't understand. Lady's fingers are little cookies.
Yeah, and I suppose pig knuckles is angel's food cake.
Let it go, will you? Say, Polly, what do you wear when you go to a very swanky afternoon party?
I wear a derby hat, a cane, and a long coat.
You forgot your pants.
With a long coat, who needs them?
Oh, don't mind Gary, Polly. Now, have you got any society items for the paper?
Yeah. Mr. Spider McGinnis entertained the graduating class of Sing Sing 23 at his hideout in Tucker's Alley. A lovely buffet supper was served, and then all played poker. The party broke up promptly at 11 o'clock when the ace of spades fell out of Bonnie Dean's sleeve.
Oh, no, that must have been quite a party. What else, Polly?
Here's an item for Cupid's Corner. Miss Agnes Grubelhopper recently married Mr. Otto Flushmore, the well-known plumber. It was thrilling to see the bride and groom as they walked from the church under an archway of cross plungers.
A very formal affair, I'd say.
Well, I gotta be gone now. I gotta run over to the Sullivan Saloon. They're having a big Latin American night. They got it all decorated in Spanish.
Oh, you mean the bartenders are dressed like matadors and picadors?
No, but they put a few ribbons around their cuspidors.
Well, you just be sure and have a good time, Polly.
Okay, I'll be blocking the flash with a flash and a thrash.
What a reporter. Hello, G.I. Journal.
Hello, this is Mrs. Van Shingle. I'd like to speak to Gary Moore.
Oh, just a moment, please. Oh, it's Mrs. Van Shingle for you, Gary.
Oh, why did you tell her I was here? Hello, Buzz Bomb.
Oh, hello, Gary Waring. Don't forget about our date tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. The date is off. I've got to work.
Oh, but we're supposed to go to a big costume party. We're going to dress as rabbits.
Rabbits?
Yes, we'll dress like rabbits. We're going to eat carrots like rabbits. We're going to...
That's as far as I'll go.
We're darling, I'll be right over to pick you up. Goodbye.
Hello, hello. Oh, darn it, she's coming over here. What'll I do, Linda? Hide me. Shoot me.
Well, Gary, please try to relax, and maybe you'll think of something while we print up another five-column musical headline by those five-star reporters, Mel Torme and the Meltones.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause my baby, she done left me.
I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. Today. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my trunk, gonna make my getaway. St. Louis woman with her diamond ring, do 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 do,
gets a man around by her apron string. Every word for butter and store for her. Bad gal of mine, she never get nowhere.
I love that girl, I do boy love her.
My, you know that girl who loves me. And that's why I'm cutting off from Louis, Missouri. Going nowhere, ain't got no one to see. Going nowhere, ain't got nowhere to be.
St. Louis, on that town, you were the end of me.
You're in for me, Curly.
Yes, yes, Pulley. An old babe named Mrs. Van Shingle will be here to see me any minute. Now, I want you to get rid of her for me. Politely, of course. Do you think you can handle it?
Just leave it to me. I'll walk up to her like a gentleman. Tip my hat, make a bow, and say, get out of here, you bum.
Now, look. Pulley, look, I have a much better way. I'm going to pretend I'm a very sick man. You see, much too sick to go out with her tonight. Now, I want you to tell Mrs. Van Shingle, I want you to tell her that you're my doctor.
Your doctor?
Sure, you say I'm a very sick man and she must leave immediately. That's how we'll get rid of her.
Well, what do I know about being a doctor? One of you was to break your leg right now, I wouldn't even know where to shoot you.
Don't worry, Pulley, I'll help you fake it. Now, all you have to... Oh, quick, there she is. Now get in the next room and come in when you get the signal. It's the word alligator.
You don't know how to alligator?
No, don't even. That's no good. She might get suspicious. I'll tell you what. I'll make her say alligator.
How are you going to get a date to say alligator? I can't even get one to say uncle.
Never mind. I'll think of a way to make her say it. Now go on, get inside and come out as soon as you hear her say alligator.
Okay.
Come in.
There you are, you dear, dear boy. And how's my little bundle of ecstasy today?
Very well, thanks. And how's my little bundle of whatever you are?
Oh, I'm fine. But did you say that you're not well, Gary?
That's right. I'm a sick man, Mrs. Van Shingle.
Oh, but what about the dance tonight? Aren't we going?
Oh, I couldn't possibly dance. You see, I broke my leg this morning.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, but don't you worry. We'll stay home and play checkers. Oh,
can't do that either. Broke both my arms.
Well, all right then. We'll just sit in the park.
Sorry. Broke that too.
You poor sick boy. Here, let me sit beside you and hold your hot little hand. Yeah, now, doesn't that feel better?
Uh-huh. Oh, my, what a lovely bag.
Thank you, I like you, too.
No, look, I mean your pocketbook. My, what unusual leather. What kind is it? And say it loud.
Calfskin.
Calfskin. I was hoping it would be something else. Tell me, Mrs. Van Shingle, were you ever down the swamplands of Louisiana?
Oh, yes, indeed. You see, my first husband came from there.
Oh, well, have you ever seen a creature in the swamps with a big mouth and a great big white teeth slashing his tail around the water?
Oh, why, yes, of course.
Well, what was it? Loud now.
My first husband.
But I mean an animal. Think now. We get leather from him for shoes and handbags.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, good. Now say it loud.
Crocodiles.
It's been a shame her parents weren't the type to devour their young. All right, I give up.
Well, anyway, I feel awful about missing the dance tonight. I love dancing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, especially when they play swing music. Why, the young crowd think I'm a regular alligator.
Boy. I didn't know you could shoot and say it.
Hey, Pulley! Go out and come in again!
Who are you?
I'm this guy's Sawbones, Dr. B.S. Pulley. You better leave, lady. This guy's too sick to have company. He's got diphalonus of the gizzard.
Oh, my goodness, he is sick.
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, don't just stand there, Doctor. Feel his pulse.
His what?
His pulse. Feel his pulse.
I should feel his pulse.
That's exactly what I said. Feel his pulse.
I'll tell you what, lady. You find it, and I'll feel it.
Oh, this has gone far enough. I don't believe you're a doctor at all. And what's more, I don't believe Mr. Moore is really sick.
Oh, but I am, Mrs. Van Shingle. I have gizzard of the poopsis.
You're taking me to that dance tonight, Gary Moore, or you'll have worse than that. Goodbye.
Well, I told you, I don't know nothing about medicine.
You certainly don't.
I wouldn't know a thermometer from an intern.
You certainly wouldn't.
Well, so long.
Where are you going?
Down to the induction center. I give the boys their physical.
There's only one other way I can dust off that antique. If I could just get somebody else to take her out. Oh, but who? He'd have to be an awful nitwit, some poor, senseless idiot without a brain in his head.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Who, or to be honest about it, what are you?
For me, I'm General Colonel Emily Major Lieutenant Private Sad Sack.
Well, Sack, you certainly are welcome. But tell me, how did you get out of camp?
But see, I'm a temporary I'm on detached I'm on I'm on a very important meeting. I'm on a what are you, an MP?
No, Zach. It's just that I don't want you to get into any trouble.
Oh, I won't get in any trouble. Darn it, that word always gives me trouble.
Look, Zach. Now that you're here, I'd like to do something for you. So I'm going to put you next to a real good thing.
How tall is she?
She's just your size, Zach. And, brother, she is really loaded.
Well, what time do you think she'll sober up?
No. You don't understand me. I mean that she's a veritable Croesus. And she's just dying to go dancing tonight.
Well, what does she look like?
Well, you've seen pinup pictures of Betty Grable, yeah. Dorothy Lamour, uh-huh. And Ann Sheridan, haven't you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, she looks like a woodpecker.
Woodpecker?
Yeah, quiet. Quiet, she'll be here any minute now.
Well, Gary, I'm back.
Woodpecker, here's your tree.
We have company.
Now, look, just forget him for a minute, will you, Linda? What happened with old High Pocket?
Well, Gary, just please be patient. You know, we have a guest to entertain. Uh-huh. Now, Jackie, darling, tell me, just what can I do to entertain you?
you could take me for a ride. We could go to the moving pick. We could go in at the. We could go in at the pick. You don't know many soldiers, do you?
Zachy, how would you like a long, warm, lingering kiss from a girl who really cares about you?
I don't go in for that. By the numbers, pucker.
Now, Zachy, not so fast. You know, we have to play a little game first. Now, you turn around and count to 20.
To 20? Okay.
That's right.
I'm around. Can I count by twos?
No, you count by ones. Now, go ahead, Zachy.
Oh, okay. One, two.
Listen, Gary, as soon as I saw the sack come in, I told Mrs. Van Shingle that he was dying to take her out.
You mean I'm free?
Sure. Come on, now, look, we can get out of the side door here. She'll be in after him any minute.
Oh,
come on,
Linda, you're an angel. Let's tiptoe out.
Come on. Oh, soldier. Can you ride, soldier?
Okay, Hey, who are you anyway?
Oh, I'm your date, you lucky boy. You and I are stepping out tonight.
Well, you may be stepping. I'm jumping out. An MP's got me, and my tie ain't tucked in.
Well, fellas, I guess that's about all we can print up in this edition. But before we shut down the presses, I'd like to thank our star reporters for their help. Gary Moore, B.S. Pulley, B. Mrs. Van Shingle, Benadarrett, Mel Torme and the Meltones, Peggy Lee, Alvino Ray,